This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The new Congress convenes this week with economic plans in the works from both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. To deal with those plans and the possibility of war against Iraq, there are new leaders in both parties and some new Democratic presidential candidates. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
All of these Democratic candidates could make action on an economic program more difficult. What's likely to happen there?
They could make it much more difficult. One of the reasons that we don't normally elect legislators directly from the legislature to the presidency, only three times in history have we done that, is that the legislative body is, by its very nature, a place where compromises are made, where everything is fudged over, where there are no bright lines. And now you see these Democratic legislators getting into the presidential campaign. Over the weekend, Dick Gephardt, the former leader in the House, who stepped down probably in order to run for president, says he's going to run. He's going to file his papers today. And all of the stories about it, all of Gephardt's own quotations about it, talk about him trying to define himself in bolder relief and saying it's clear that we need alternative proposals to the White House proposals. He's saying that, that Democrats need that in order to win. Now, Gephardt knows the problem here. He ran for president in 1988. He was accused in ads of flip-flops on all kinds of legislative proposals because as things go through the legislative process, you have to change and adapt as the measures work their way through, and that was used against him in the presidential campaign. So now he's unlikely to do that kind of compromising that's needed to make legislation happen. He does have the advantage of having run once before, and nobody knows what it's like to run for president until they do it, but he's also got the disadvantage of having been around Washington for a very long time.
Well, the Democratic leader in the Senate, Tom Daschle, is also talking about a presidential run. What's the effect of that likely to be?
Well, I think from a legislative point of view, it's basically a disaster. And he says that if he runs, and it sounds like he is going to run, he stays on as leader for stability is what he says. But it's obviously also for visibility because then he gets to be on all of the talk shows and quoted as the leader. How eager is he going to be to compromise with George Bush and go stand next to George Bush in the Rose Garden on a piece of legislation if he wants to be running against George Bush? So I think that, that's just going to make legislation a lot harder, not to mention nominations, where Democrats really see an opportunity to rev up their base and get people energized in a campaign. So, again, very tough from a legislative point of view.
Another Democratic hopeful who's definitely in the running is Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, who announced his candidacy last week. What's the response been to that?
Lots of joking about his campaign slogan that he's the champion of the regular people, and reportedly even Democrats have been calling reporters and saying not nice things about him. There's something like the comparison to John Kennedy when he ran, unseasoned senator. And of course, Kennedy, though, was the last senator elected directly to the White House. It's got other members of the Senate very upset because they think, shoot, if he can do it, I can do it. You not only already have John Kerry in the race, but and Joe Lieberman likely to get in, but Bob Graham, Joe Biden, Christopher Dodd, all are beginning to think, you know, maybe they'll get in the race as well in the same way that, Johnson, Humphrey, Symington felt about Kennedy getting in. But, you know, it could be to Edwards' advantage that he has less of a record to attack. He's also from the South, which is the home place of all the recent Democratic presidents. So that could help him. But Republicans are already saying he pretends to be a Southern moderate, but he's really a Northeastern liberal.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.